Okay, this is the third in our Break Feed series, the short podcast. I'm still at the Innovation Farm Conference in Invercargill, and I've got with me Matt and Lindy Wyeth. Now, they've been in the Innovation Farm program since day one, and they've done a number of interesting projects, which I think quite a few farmers out there have heard about, lamb rearing, triplet lambing indoors, and grain assist for cattle. But there were a couple of points come up here that I wanted to pick on that are something slightly different about their story as well, and that is Matt mentioned that he's a control freak. It's a big business. He's heavily involved. So, Matt, you can give us a bit of a background to it, but you were also forced to take a bit of time off from actually being hands-on recently.
Yes, I was. Yeah, yep. So that came unexpected. We're farming in the Wairarapa, just east of Marsden, running 14,000 stock units. We're kind of building up a business. I thought it, you know, I was a key man and I had control and I set the benchmark on work and everything like that. And through an illness of lepto, I came a very small cog in what was there. And so, yeah, what was reassuring is that our staff, so as soon as I had lepto, we kind of contacted them. Yep. And they all said, we've got this, boss. Okay. And they did.
What I want to pick up on that, leptospirosis is the first thing I really wanted to talk about. So everybody's heard about it, but I don't think people realise quite how serious it was. I don't know whether you want to jump in here, Lindley, but it was actually, you were seriously ill.
Yeah, so I didn't realise how ill I was until I saw a couple of slicker pads put on my chest and the paddles coming into the room. And so that kind of was a bit of a lightning bolt to me. Yep. A couple of things came really clear at that point, and that was, family and friends and stuff like that, but it was this farming gig that I actually really had a passion for.
Yeah.
And we wanted to, part of our aspirations there was to grow the business. We can't do that without our team. We don't like to call them staff members. And that was to make sure that we could give them the same tools and the same information for them to make the same decisions. And we can't do that with systems and protocols and within our business. Simple things like having all that information through drop boxes and that, but the farm IQs have been just huge for us. Lily will probably have a different view about it.
Well, just coming back to when first Matt was actually first ill, he was supposed to be on, the trip of a lifetime, hunting with his mates on Stewart Island, and, his first symptoms of the leptospirosis were so flu-like that that's what they all thought that he had, and, to adopt that man up, suck up, and just get over it approach is what he did in a hunting hut, and that's really not the best option, because by the time he was actually heli-vacked off the island to Southland Hospital, he was in a pretty critical state, to the point where he had the function of his kidneys and livers was just about zero. He had fluid on his lungs and his heart was only running at about 40%. So he was in critical care for 4 days and then in another hospital ward for another four. So that's a telephone call that no farming wife ever wants to have or go through. So I guess, from my point of view, is when these blokes get sick, we can't adopt that man up and suck it up approach.
Yep.
It's pretty serious stuff.
So I have to thank a couple of hunting buddies there that actually pulled the pin on me. I said that they just wanted to get the smell out of the hut, but they made the right call and got me off. So that was, from that point on, it was some hard and fast decisions had to be made, and I obviously wasn't in the driver's seat then.
Yep.
So I had to trust our team, and I was making sure that they, had to start before then, that the farm IQs, our policy, and I talk about our flight plan, and that we were all on the same track anyway.
Yep.
And that's for us to start, have the starting point and our vision and our destination, and have a kind of narrow corridor of how we want to travel, and those guys fill in the gaps.
Yep.
And that gives them opportunity to step up and run the business. So I came back 3 weeks later, and where they said they had this boss, they did.
Under control.
They had it under control, and they actually gave us time to actually focus on the business.
And I knew that I could pack a bag and walk out the door knowing that our boys had it before they even told us they had it.
So we've talked about the systems and the people you've got in place, but then I think you made an interesting comment, Lindley, that it actually, and Matt, you've also said it to me just before, that in some ways nobody wants to get leptospirosis, but being forced to work on your business rather than in your business has probably been as profitable as anything else you could do.
It's been
absolutely
the best thing that ever happened, and it's stupid to say that, but it just came in the form of lepto, but it, for us actually, for me to take time and actually view the business from a different angle was huge, and it's it's been the best thing.
He could have chosen to sit on the couch and mope about it, but he certainly didn't do that. He sat on the couch with his computer and his phone and talked to all the people we could talk to. And
the drone.
And grown considerably.
It's that working on your business and making the decisions rather than just day-to-day, having to shift sheep and all those things, which farmers enjoy, naturally.
So you want a bit of dose of everything. And you want to remember what got you in farming, and it is standing on top of the hill with the dogs, but your business does get bigger if that is your aspiration. Yep. And at that point there, you need to manage a whole range of different things, and it does involve sitting in the office and have that planning set out. You know, there is no coincidence. If certain things happen, or luck, or the results happen, it's because that planning and foresight that went into it. Talking to this, like, maybe I should be, you should just take that 3 months, regardless whether you're a crook or not, to work on that business.
You want to add something in there?
It certainly puts into perspective what your marriage vows certainly mean when your hubby gets sick and where your grandparents fall into looking after the children and that kind of stuff. And we're extremely lucky to have everybody around us, local beef and lamb extension managers offered to help, and that everybody had our backs whichever way we turn, so we're very lucky.
So I just want to wrap up, we're sort of coming to the end of that's a really important, we talk to farmers that the value of spending time on their business rather than it's great, but you and I had both commented, we'd seen a tweet from Rural Women, I think, that leptospirosis has spiked this year for some
absolutely.
Reason.
It's on the rise.
What are flu-like symptoms? Anything else people can look out for?
Yeah, flu-like symptoms. His temperature was really high. He had extreme headaches, sore eyes, achy body, the sweats were incredible, and then of course once the infection or the sepsis really took hold, it started attacking his organs, so that was obviously when it became quite critical.
I don't want to make light of it, but some of those symptoms do occur in the morning on Stewart Island too.
Brought on by various it's you are the biggest asset in your business, and whether you think you're the biggest engine in the tractor or the biggest engine or your computer, you need to be acting properly and perfectly. So,
right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Lindley. We'll put a link in to some information about leptospirosis, and there's obviously a lot of information about the Wyeth's projects and the Innovation Farm also on the Beef and Lamb New Zealand website. So, Matt and Lindley, thank you.
Excellent. Thanks.
Loving the dream.